कुछ चाहता है
रसूलिल करीम अम्मा बाद اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, beloved youth, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We are here in the masjid in Barbaton, and it is the 27th of Ramadan Mubarak 1446 in South Africa. We all are aware that in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, and most countries and cities in the world, today is the 28th of Ramadan. So the topic today is about 5-6 different topics, inshallah, till 1 o'clock. Number one is, we know the biggest issue today in the world is Gaza al-Mubarakah, Palestine, and how they are getting massacred and murdered and killed every day, and what is the Muslim Ummah doing. So first topic we'll discuss, al-Yahud fil Qur'an al-Kareem. What does the Qur'an Sharif tell us about the Jews? So the Qur'an Sharif tells us the Jutlas vis-a-vis Almighty Allah, what they say about Allah Ta'ala. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولًا. The Jutlas, the Jews said, Allah Ta'ala's hands are fastened, meaning Allah is very stingy. So Allah Ta'ala cursed them and said, غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. Their hands are fastened and they are cursed because of what they said. So remember, in a case like that, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made it very difficult for them to spend. And we know in Afrikaans we say, a khuya jwert as a dwaya jwert. A good Jew is a dead Jew. A khuya, and you say, ye aswa seynakh nets was a jwert. You are so stingy, just like a Jew. Afrikaners taught us this, which is the truth. Look at the Jutlas and the Anbiya. Quran Sharif teaches us, فَرِيقًا تَقْذَبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. One group of the messengers they rejected, another group of the Anbiya prophets they murdered and martyred. They murdered and martyred Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam. They martyred Nabi Yahya alayhi salam. So today the baby killers, innocent children, babies they kill. So the world is witnessing all this. So it is in their DNA to kill and to murder and so forth. And therefore they are cursed forever. You look at the Jutlas and the scriptures. So the books Allah gave them, the Torah, what they did with it. يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ أَمَّ وَعْدِهِ. That they changed the words of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the Torah. So the meaning which Almighty Allah sent down, they distorted it. They brought about additions, omissions, interpolations in it. So that you must remember is a major, major sin. And therefore you can't call them Jews, because the proper Jews, because they are the ones who rejected Allah, rejected the Anbiya, rejected their scriptures. Look at the Jutlas and with us Muslims, and how glaring it is today. A person must be blind if he can't see it. Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 5, surah 5, surah Ma'idah, verse number 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودُ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. The worst enemies will be the Jews for now and the future, and the mushrikeen and the idol worshippers. You see the unholy alliance between Israel and India. See how they are doing. How many masajid they have demolished. Do you know what's happening in India? In India, the waqf which our forefathers gave for the land, for the masjid, for the madrasa, musafir khana, the government is stealing and occupying those land in India, so that by billions of dollars, not rupees, if you know really what's happening. But today the problem with the ummah, we don't even know the basic things of deen and know of politics also. The jutlas, we all know what they are doing. Go see what they are doing with the Muslims in India and so forth. Every darulum is in danger. Every masjid is in danger. So that are Jews and Hindus. We never said every Jew. We never said every Hindu. But we definitely will say majority of the Jews and the Hindus, our arch enemy, the Quran is telling us this. And then what are the results of this? Quran Kareem teaches us chapter 7 and verse 167. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla Wala will continuously punish them right till the day of justice. So whether it's Hitler, we Muslims are idiots, you know. Really speaking, we are idiots, you know. Because the Jutla said Hitler is a bad person, you will find a Muslim saying that. Hitler did a lot of good things. He is the one who said, I will not allow interest here in Germany. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Show me one Muslim leader today in the world who can say we will not allow interest in our country. Show me one. Not one Muslim leader, Arab leader can do that. A whole lot of puppets. He did that, which is very good. He said that I will not allow pornography here in Germany. Who can do that in a Muslim world? Who? All hopeless, useless characters. He said, I will not allow homosexuality and sodomy in Germany. So what are you talking about? But because the Jutla, they speak about it in their media, and we like puppets, we just like a parrot, we just repeat what they teach us. You must serve things out. We not say everything he did, but few things he did were very good. There's a whole 6 million, you must remember, Jutlas die in the Holocaust. They're a fat big lie. Every day I challenge the Jutlas. I got it on my phone. If anybody wants it, you contact me, I'll send it to you. That you must remember, Rabbi Friedman said, this whole 6 million was a myth, a fabrication. It was for Hollywood publication, so Hollywood, the film industry, entertainment industry, could make millions and billions of it. Because you know people are fools and idiots, you must remember that. So that is what they do, they play the game. How the 6 million came, do you know? In 2 years, what Hitler did, not one government in the world can do today. In 2 years, Hitler arranged job for 6 million people. Your South African government, in 30 years, they can't arrange job for 2 million people in 1 year, 2 years, 5 years. So certain things he did, we disagree. But you can't condemn the man for everything. That's what the Jutlas want. And we like fools, we repeat what they say. So you must understand, Allah uses him to punish the Jutlas. Allah uses Hezbollah, the Shias. But Allah Ta'ala uses them to punish the Jutlas. Allah Ta'ala uses the Houthis. So I went to Lebanon, I went to Yemen, I met all these people. You must remember, I met Hamas. So what, you must apologize to anybody? I'm asking you, for what you have to apologize? We can't be such cowards. So you have to proclaim the truth without fear and favor. So you must remember, yes, they are Shias, but those Shias are better than your Saudi rulers. Those Shias are better than the United Arab Emirates rulers. Those Shias are better than your Sunni countries. On the radio, I say majority of your Muslim countries, Arab countries, even now I translated the khutbah, that Yasir Dawsari, he says that the Khadimul Haramain Sharifain and MBS, what khidmat they made of Islam. One of the greatest khidmat they made of Islam. What khidmat you made of Islam? You brought about bikini beaches in Jeddah. You brought about the gay drivers in the F1 and Formula 1. And you brought cinemas in Makkah and Medina. And you brought the musical extravaganza. Is this your khidmat of Islam? Hang your heads in shame, you imams of the haram. So days 27, night, 3.5 million people days taking the name of the king and the MBS. Who's fooling who? But the ummah are blind. The real issues are not in there. They are sidelined and marginalized. So you need to wake up and understand what is the real politics going on. If you on my groups, you will see this in the past 3-4 days, I sent that how Israel is receiving money from Saudi Arabia, how they are receiving money from United Arab Emirates, how they are receiving funds from Qatar. You supporting them and they all agree Hamas must be kicked out. All these countries, they agree, America, Israel, the Arab Tanfot dictators, Murtads and Munafiqeen, they say Hamas must be finished. How you can finish Hamas when Hamas brought Izzat to this honor? Do you even know who's Hamas? Hamas is a acronym, Harakatul Muqawamatul Islamiyah, the Islamic Resistance Movement. Who is the founder of Hamas? In 1987, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, started. 2004, Ariel Sharon martyred him and murdered him. 3 weeks later, he killed, you must remember, the second leader, Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi. Allah ki lati be awase. The stick of Allah does not make a noise. So, when you study the whole Quran, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, you'll only find one place. Chapter 2, Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 279. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا If you don't abstain, refrain from interest, from riba, from sood, from viyaj, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ Be prepared for a war against Allah Ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salam. You won't find that wa'id and warning for any other crime. And remember that in entire corpus of hadith, you'll only find one place. قَالَ النَّبِيُّ الْمُصْطَفَىٰ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى جَلَّ وَعَلَىٰ Allah Ta'ala says, hadith Qudsi, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ Whoever harms my awliyaullah, my special servants, my special friends, I, Allah, announce war against him. So he martyred Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Ariel Sharon. You know what happened to him? For 8 years, in Afrikaans, we say, if you know Afrikaans, he couldn't freck, he couldn't die like a dog, and he died like a dog. 8 years he stayed in Sakarat. 8 years he stayed in Sakarat. You watch, I'm telling you today, what will happen to Netanyahu? What will happen to Smotrich? What will happen to Ben Gvir? What will happen to all these shaitans? Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Every ma'asum child, everyone who passed away. Our history, brothers and sisters, is not written in black and white, it's written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i haqqani, the ulama-i rabbani, the true scholars, and the red, red blood of our martyrs and shuhada. So victory is ours. Quran has said that. If you know Arabic, some Arabs here and others here, so you must read the book Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya, Hawla Qadiyatil Falastiniyya, and in there you'll get everything what the Quran Kareem teaches us. It said, today we just read Quran, but we don't understand anything what's going on in the Quran. What is the message of the Quran? So we might finish 5 times, 10 times, very good. We're not saying, must read. But what is the message? So we must learn that also. So anyway, you must remember, and then came Ismail Haniyya. وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَائِيلِ لَن نَعْتَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلِ The Shias, they invited Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala unto Karbala. And then they were the same people, the Shias, Kuffar Shias, who martyred him. I went to Iran, I had debate with them. In Iran, I debated and I beat them. Khomeini's grandson said he wants to meet me. So I told him that I don't want to meet you. The people couldn't believe. I said, for what must I meet you? They were speaking in Arabic to me, so I told them, go tell him, lastu bi harisin ala iqai. For what I have to meet you? Other people can wait for you, but I don't want to meet you. So you see, we must stand our ground. We don't worry of any person or any political party or government or organization for that matter. Wal haqqu wa haqqu yuttaba. You have to speak the truth. So when I defeated them in the debate there, it became a very big thing. So then they invited me for a conference. I landed in Iran on the 1st of Rabiul Awwal 2013. And I came back on the 13th. So on the 12th Rabiul Awwal was a Friday. Let me give you what happened on the 5th. 5th Rabiul Awwal was a Friday. So I asked the driver of ours, where is that place? where they built a shrine, a mazar, for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. He told me, I'll take you. I said, very good. He took me there. The person who murdered Sayyidina Umar, this kuffar Shias, put up a big mazar and shrine for Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi. And remember what they did? They call it Baba Shujauddin. I saw it with my own eyes. So they say, you are the biggest, greatest, bravest person. You killed Umar. You did us all a favor. Allah forbid, aliyaz billah. Nakala kufar, kufar nabashir. See, that is hatred for Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, and their beloved daughters in Sahaba. Then 12 Rabiul Awwal, I was in Tehran. So I told them that I want to go read Salat in a Sunni masjid. So they contacted me, they say, they all used to call me Sayyid Abdul Qadir Husseini. That was my name in Iran. Sayyid Abdul Qadir Husseini. So then they told me there's no masjid here. So I said, but all these embassies, where they read? So then they said, okay. So after half an hour, 1 hour, they contacted me, said, go there to the Saudi embassy. Not by the embassy, one hall there, they read there, but go early. So I went there. There was a Sudani imam, and he was speaking about Sirat to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was 12 Rabiul Awwal. When I went back, I saw a big parcel there in the hotel. So I was amazed, who gave this? So in there, you must remember, it was a beautiful Quran. The Turkish and Iranians are not Arabs, but they're masters of Arabic calligraphy. What is the truth we must speak? You don't have to hide. And they write better than the Arabs, if you know how to write Arabic calligraphy. So in there, there was an invitation. So they're inviting me for a conference. So I phoned them to thank them. They said, oh, you must come. So I went. So I told them, I'll come, no problem. So when I went there, 20 of them were lined up. They're kissing me. I don't know anything. So every year, 12 Rabiul Awwal to 17 Rabiul Awwal, Sunni say that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam Milad Mubarak, 12 Rabiul Awwal. And the Shia say 17 Rabiul Awwal. So they have a conference. At-taqreeb bayna ahli sunnah wa ahli shia. How we must bring the Sunnis and Shias nearer together. So they told me, you have to speak tomorrow to represent ahlu sunnah wal jama'ah. I say, I'm not your guest. What you paid for me? I came with my own money. So they were very embarrassed, you know. So they saw that this guy is not going to fall in their trap. Allah helped us. So I said, where's the conference? When I entered there, I saw a lot of books. They said, yes, that the conference is taking place here and this is for the people who will participate. I say, okay, you say you want to help me out, so I'm going to take the books I want. They say, yeah, very good, very good. You're speaking Arabic, you know. So I said, okay, I don't know Farsi, Persian, whatever little bit I learned, I forgot. So I know Arabic, Urdu, English, I will take. They're giving me their books and now we use it against them. So they can't break any argument. You see that? That's Allah's system, how Allah works. So they invited Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. In the Shia books is written that they martyred Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. They martyred Sayyidina Hussein. Iran called Ismail Haniyeh and the occasion of inauguration of the president. And then they and the Jutlas, because Shias are the children of Jutlas. You need to understand the real politics. There's a book called Rijalul Kashi of the Shia by Allama Naubakhti. In there it's written, the founder of Shia Azam is a Jew, Abdullah bin Sabah. Not my books. I'm on air. Now, this lecture, the Jutlas are recording it. The Saudis and them, they got their chamchas, they record it. For what we have to fear? So anything I have to speak must be with evidence. You must remember that. It can't be emotional statement. So when we speak, that is, so they just made a replay. They called Ismail Haniyeh and then they got rid of him. But Allah elevated his rank. Then our last leader, Yahya Sinwar. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ يَحْيَى Sinwar. Do you even know Yahya Sinwar? Yahya Sinwar, 1-2 weeks or 3 weeks before he passes away and he shahadat, he sees the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, O Yahya, you carry on with the jihad and I will wait for you and welcome you on your martyrdom. So therefore 3 days the man never had water, food until his last moment. He took the stick and he threw it. He changed the Arabic language. وَمَيْتُهُ بِأَسَسْ سِنْوَارِ When you throw a stick in your last moments, you throw whatever you got. So you say, I took that and I threw it against the enemy. I revived the sunnah, what Yahya Sinwar did. This is Hamas. Hamas did that what no Arab country in the world ever did. Hamas did that what no Muslim country did. Hamas brought Izzah to the Ummah. The Jutla figures, every day I give news from the Jutla newspaper. 78,000 Jutla soldiers injured, and over 100,000 of them are gone half mad. They are suffering from, they are post-trauma and post-nurse, and they know Jutla. And then 15,000 of them dispatched straight to hell. We say, good riddance, you must remember. Who can do that? The Muslim armies. There's Arab armies. Nabi alayhi salam's hadith in Muslim Sharif, Waylul lil Arab, Waylul lil Arab, woe and destruction to the Arabs, referring to these rulers. And that's what we are seeing here. So you know, see, I was telling Ahmad Gora just now. I translated for now 20 years, I'm translating with Allah's help, the khutbah from Makkah every Friday. The halat, because you don't know Arabic, you don't know what's going on. That's why I want to teach you these things. So you must understand, in our Haramain, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, especially Makkah, the Imams are not allowed to even take the name Yahud. See, Sudais made big dua, 27 night. What he said? He couldn't say Yahud. He used the word Sahayina. Ya Allah, destroy Zionism. Then he takes the king's name and MBS Murtad bin Shaitan's name. Now the khutbah translated, I translated Yasir Dawsari. He made dua and this. He made a little bit dua for Palestine and Aqsa. But then he must take the king's name and MBS name and all that. For what you doing all this? You want more wages? You want an ED? For what? Food leaking, you must remember that. So that is what you see. It's a shame. This is the truth, if you understand the real politics. Our Haramain Sharifain is controlled by the Jews. Our Masjidul Aqsa is controlled by the Jews. How many South Africans cannot enter Masjidul Aqsa? Because the Jutla said so, you can't enter. What an indictment upon us, this Ummah. Our holiest places controlled by America and controlled by the Jutlas, their agents, and so forth. But this Ummah thinks we are good Muslims. We're fooling ourselves. We live in a delusional world, you know the ostrich mentality, that's our space. One more message I want to give you is this, remember that Ramadan is coming to its end now. So what should we be doing in this last 2, 3, 4 days? Inshallah, we hope and pray, Monday is Eid al-Fitr here in South Africa and so forth. So make sure you pay your fitrah, you can see there's a board there and all that. So pay it now today and so forth, pay for you, your wife, before you pay for your wife, inform her. Tell her, honey, I'll pay your money, you see that? Now you won't die now, 35, 36, 37 rand, whatever it is. If you come to our masjid there, Jami Masjid Lands, so Mias Farm, they run that masjid. So they go to board there, 82 rand, Sadaqatul Fitr. So people ask, we must give this amount. I said, yes, if you reach like them, you must give. I say, I give that amount because I'm rich, you see. Not like Mias Farm, but I'm rich in my own way. So this type of things there. So give whatever you want to give. You'll make so much istikhara just to pay a little bit money and all this kind of thing. So make sure you pay it now. Second one is this, that what we must be concerned about. Quran Tareem teaches us, وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha asked the Master alayhi salam, who are these people? The hearts are trembling and shaking. That they're going to return to Allah. Are those people yes known or yes report? Is those people who committed fornication, adultery, and fraud and stealing? Said, La, 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 ya binta Siddiq. She was asking, no, no, Aisha, Siddiqa, Siddiqi, Beti, Saibzadi. No. It is those people, Yusalloon, Wayasumoon, Wayatasaddaqoon, Wayakhafoon. They were fasting, they were reading Salat, they were giving charity. But what they did, they feared. Will their actions be accepted in the court of Allah or not? So that is what me and you have to ask, brothers. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Allah has a law. Allah says, Allah doesn't accept from everybody. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah only accepts from those people who have true taqwa and piety. So cry to Allah, beg Allah, all our broken efforts, whatever we did. Our youngsters are sitting here for itikaf, mashallah, they're performing taraweeh. So whatever we are doing, so Allah Jalla Ala accept it. And the last note is this, especially for the mothers, sisters, because you'll make a lot of confusion here. Yeah, is authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu said, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان ثم أدبأه بست من شوال. Whosoever kept all the fast of Ramadan, 29, 30 or whatever it is, thereafter, after Eid, you kept six fast. Anytime in Shawwal, kana ka siyami dahar, is like you kept fast the whole year. So it's authentic hadith in Muslim, Ibn Majah and various compilations. However, that your mother, sisters, because of your ayyam, your menses or whatever, that you must fast. So first you must keep your qada. Allah will ask you about that. Allah is not going to ask you about six Shawwal fast. But shaitan will come and tell us, no, 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 let me keep six Shawwal. So life is about al-aham fal-aham. Life is about priorities. We love to read nafil salat, das salat. But how many fajr salat we must? How many that salat we must? And in conclusion, brothers, we are in Barberton, we are in South Africa. We know the ummah is fragmented. So if you want unity, husband, wife, parents, children, then get out of that quality. Ana khayrun min, I'm better than you. That is the slogan of shaitan. And therefore all this disunity, fragmentation come. If you just say, you are better than me, three-quarter, 90% of the problems will be solved. I went now to the prison with Haji Abu Bakr. So I gave them a talk. You must see how these youngsters there, that they're so eager, you know, to learn. The mistakes we all make, it's easy to condemn them and forget them, but no, we are Muslims. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. The true Muslim, for the love of Allah, sometimes he's feeding the poor, sometimes he's feeding the yatim and the orphan, sometimes he's feeding the people in the prison and in jail. That is what Quran is teaching us. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Ala accept all of us. Allah reward all you trustees, all you imams, all your musallis and committee, whatever you are, and our hafizes, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala accept all your ibadat, mashallah. We'll do the khutbah and salat now. Switch off all our cell phones, please, so that we don't disturb anybody. And inshallah, come front, brothers. True Muslim is not at the back. خَيْرُ صُفُوفِ رِجَالْ أَوَّلُهَا. The best serve for the man is right in front. وَشَرُّهَا آخِرُهَا. The worst serve for the man is right at the back. So Allah Ta'ala unite our hearts and accept our broken efforts. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I'll put him in my pocket. You want mic? Yes. For Azan, you want mic?
Allah. اللهم محمد رسول الله، اللهم محمد رسول الله.
الحمد لله الملك الديان القوي السلطان الحنان المنان الذي كل يوم وفي شان أحمده في كل وقت وأشكره سرا وإعلان. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم، إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. معاشر المسلمين، اعلموا أن الدنيا دائرة، ولذتها فانية، وحاصلها فوت، وآخرها موت. قال عز وجل: كل نفس ذائقة الموت. وقال تعالى في آية أخرى: ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. وقال النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم: زينوا أعيادكم بالتكبير، ولا تكونوا كالتي نقضت غزلها من بعد قوة أنكاثا. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، خصوصا من أصل الأريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى الزاهد الأواب الناطق بالصدق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى السيدات الطيبات الطاهرات زينب ورقية وفاطمة وأم كلثوم، وعلى تمام الأشرة المبشرة صلاه وسلاما دائمين متلازمين الى يوم الدين. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين, اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين, اللهم انصر المجاهدين المظلومين المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المحتلين الملعونين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين. اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم احدا. اللهم سلط عليهم كلبا من كلابك يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وهازم الاحزاب, اهزمهم وزلزلهم, اهزمهم وزلزلهم وانصرنا عليهم. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني اذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. اقيموا Straighten the sufu, brothers, please. Switch off all the cell phones. Maulana? Ayyya, barakallahu.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها أعتقها وجلها وعلانيتها وسرها وأولها وآخرها. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها أعتقها وجلها وعلانيتها وسرها وأولها وآخرها. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم اجعل خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. اللهم اجعل خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. اللهم اجعل خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المؤمنين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. لا إله إلا الله، نستغفر الله، نسأل الله الجنة ونعوذ بالله من النار. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.